I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Did you ever know that you're my hero? Rosie, oh, you're everything I would like to be. Let's make our season two a banger. Let's not eat beef before we interview our guests. Love you, see you in a bit. Ah!
Deleted.
And welcome to Daddy Look At Me,
a podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
If we could only turn back time.
Join in when you know the words.
But I guess you'll never know.
No. Can we use that voice record?
Yeah, we and Rosie just had a fight in Eat.
Can we play it?
Hiya. Yeah, good. This is a bit of a weird question, but you used to have a flatbread thing with chili cheese beef in it. Do you guys still do it at all? It's like our favourite thing of all time.
On the chili
coffee. Yeah.
No!
You have no idea how obsessed with this she is. Don't cry.
No!
You're going to be fine.
My favourite!
Honestly, this is devastating news. I'm really pleased because watching Airy Beef is fucking disgusting. Can I please have...
What's the best thing is that we were playing that from Jack's phone, the recording, and Jack just got a message from someone called Joel saying, how are you going to shift that phlegm?
What the fuck is that about, Jack? What the hell? Who's Joel and what's the phlegm situation?
How are you going to shift that phlegm?
Wait, I can actually read it now.
What you going to do with all that phlegm? All that phlegm inside that... Jack.
Oh, my God.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Come on, Jack. Right,
Jack
sent
him
here.
A love heart and went, this chest, mate, ruining records by just phlegming a lot. And he went, ha, 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 who you got on? And you said, Maggie Alfonsi right now, whoa. Joe Lyson next. And he went, how are you going to shift that phlegm?
How are you going to shift that phlegm?
Well, you got another message from Sebi.
You can spit it into Rosie's gob.
Oh, I won't read that one, actually. I just started reading another one. Oh. I saw the word snarky in someone's name.
We had another recording.
Jack, if you're going to phlegm, don't stand so close to her.
I sneezed so hard that snot went all over my face.
Jack.
Love you, producer Jackie.
I really love Jackie. He just poured me a glass of Sauvignon Blanc at 4:15 on a Monday.
He's a good man. He's a good boy. Jackie.
That's day drinking, isn't it?
Yeah.
That constitutes day drinking.
It's officially day drinking.
What? Back to the beef.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Joe. Could you actually be quiet for a little bit because you're not a guest yet and we want to do like an introduction.
Yeah,
sort
not
of thing.
Yep, here.
Dear listener, beef. We have just got back together to bring you season two.
Yeah, welcome back.
We went back to the chain that we never disclosed before where Rosie was eating her 11 a.m. beef, which... a lot of you have been supportive of and something I'm still repulsed by. We walked in. I looked at the sandwiches.
I was ready for maybe even double beef.
It was looking beef-likely.
Yeah.
I looked at the cabinet.
There was no beef.
No.
I went to the counter. I asked why you stood there sulking, looking at them like, fix me a sandwich, which you can't do. And by the way, there was a beef bourguignon. Was no, bourguignon
it's
option.
It's not the same. I want the beef. I want the cheese. I want the bread.
But then Rosie started like crying at the counter, and there's like five workers there, and it's really awkward when you've got someone crying at the counter. But particularly it's awkward when you've got someone with a disability crying at your counter. They looked panicked, like so stressed.
Why would they stop making beef?
One of the little boys there was like, I've only just started. It's my first week. And he had no idea. And there's this random woman going like, where the fuck's my beef gone? It was so aggressive.
I honestly don't know what to do.
Well, you said you're going to tweet eat.
I'm going to tweet them and go, where the fuck is my beef?
And that's why we've brought a guest on today who we think would be able to solve this problem for us.
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome the wonderful... That noise because Jack is fleming up in the corner like an absolute legend.
Oh, isn't that nice? It's so nice to say my first ever words on your podcast. Definitely not said any words before.
You've been very well behaved.
Very well behaved. Right. But now I'm allowed to speak and I will not stop for the duration. You just try and stop me from speaking.
But we want you to keep talking. You know when you have people on and they're just like, don't talk? And then we feel the silences.
What's the point? You guys have paid good money to have me here. And, you know, that 10 grand is going to go a long way.
You're
so
welcome.
Thank you.
It was worth every penny.
I can probably make some, because I'm making I make a TV program called Jay Lice Has Got Your Back, which is for the great channel, Channel 4.
Great.
And that is all to do with consumer gripes. And this is a classic consumer gripe.
I'm going to jump in really quickly. I'm upset that Rosie's favourite sandwich is gone, but she is the only person I've ever seen ordering it or eating it, and I feel like they only had it for her.
I can single-handedly
keep them in business.
What if they agree, if they've discontinued it, agree to just give you the recipe?
No.
All right.
I want to go in there every day at 10 a.m. and I want my beef.
But this is the problem, Joe. I'm watching her eat beef before 11 a.m. every single morning, and it's honestly grotesque.
It's an early time
for
beef.
It's not a breakfast meat.
Unless you're in like some sort of Middle Eastern hotel where they do like a beef sausage and
even that,
chicken
it's a chicken
bacon.
Sausage. Yeah. But chicken I can accept as a breakfast meat. I can stretch to that. Why are you looking at me like that?
Chicken's a breakfast meat.
Yeah, because like chicken, egg, breakfast. Like it makes sense to me. Whereas
no. You can't go like chicken, egg, breakfast.
Well, I just did. So I can.
Well, you can, but
it's called association.
Okay.
Actually.
Right. Well, I mean, I could go like chicken pellets. Garden breakfast.
Well, you could, but you wouldn't have a nice breakfast, would you?
No, but I. No, yeah, you've got me there. Do you know what? You've got me there.
Winning arguments.
Do you ever eat chicken and egg in the same meal?
Well, now I come to think of it. Yes, I do. No, but like chicken mayo sandwiches.
Mm.
Like, I love mayonnaise and I like chicken.
But if you have like beef with something with cream or cheese, like a cheesy, then you are also drinking from the teat as you eat the teat.
Yeah.
I like the word teat.
Yeah, it's a nice word.
That's
teat.
Great. I got my nipple out earlier for Rosie, but Jack's banned me from getting my tits out in the booth because it makes him feel really awkward. It's just
I think we should all get our tits out.
Jack! Fucking looking at us, you fucking pervert! I don't feel the need to take sexy photos or pose for them. Mm. So this is a picture I did where I couldn't see the screen of me with my tit out, and it's one of the most regrettable photos of all time. I'm going to show it to both of you.
Wow. Hang on, which tit is that?
That's this tit, I think, lifted up.
Right, yeah.
And that's my friend in the background playing ping pong. Shout out to Mickey Overman.
Wow. I mean, there's a lot going on there, isn't there? Like the way you're licking your top teeth,
like
your front
I've got no teeth.
It's like you've got no teeth.
I respect you for zooming in on my face and not my nipple.
Well, let's zoom in on the nipple now. You've got big nipples like me.
I do have big nipples.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank what you. Bad. Did you have a big nipple as a child?
Segway!
Basically, we find it really hard to segue between segments, but yeah. I swear to God, I'm actually...
You just did really well. That was great. Right? That was brilliant.
Did you have big nipples as a baby?
I don't actually know, but I'm guessing they sort of got... They got bigger as I...
As huge.
Yeah, because I definitely didn't have the moobs that I have now as a baby.
You don't have
what do we call that then?
A peck.
I've got pecs.
Pectorial.
Well, I have been doing weightlifting, which I've never done in my life before.
Nice. So deadlifting.
Look, I've got a vein on my arm. Look at that vein.
That's
never had a vein before.
So blue.
I'm such a big, strong lad now.
Yeah. Big, strong mummy.
Yeah, big, strong mummy. I'm mummy and you're daddy. Of course, everyone knows you're daddy.
I'm baby
but
girl
I,
still.
Yeah. Well, so my friend Matt Crockett, the great photographer who photographs a lot of comedians and also West End superstars, he and I started calling each other mummy and we'll say like, how's mummy? Or mummy's okay. How's mummy? And it would make sense between us. The new thing now is if you're in a bar or a restaurant and a man comes in who is hot and you want to acknowledge that he's hot, but you don't want to say, look at him, he's hot. You say, mummy wants to hold baby.
Oh my God. Hate that.
Yeah, it's horrible, isn't it?
That's fucking disgusting. So mummy wants to hold baby.
Yeah, mummy wants to hold baby.
Oh my God, is that why you're weightlifting? So you've got stronger arms to lift a baby?
Mummy wants to lift a lot of babies.
I thought you were doing it for like wellness.
No, mummy wants to hold baby.
It got so much worse immediately.
Yeah.
When I feel lonely, I say, daddy wants a mummy.
Oh, yeah.
I masturbate and hold my breath so it feels like someone's putting a pillow over my head, but we all do different things.
We do. It takes all sorts, doesn't it?
Better breath.
Life is so full of colour and diversity, and so that's why it's so wonderful.
Right.
Childhood. I think my nips were pretty regular as a baby and
until
as a toddler.
Until the age of six.
But at some point, they got larger than average.
Joe, can we just take you back for a moment?
Yeah.
What
age? Yes, Birmingham.
Back to Birmingham.
Yeah.
1995.
Yeah, so I was seven.
7 years. Oh,
depending on which part of the year.
2 years until Diana dies.
If it was before July, then I'm six. If it's after, then I'm seven.
So like shall six, we please. Do
yep,
free...
Yep, so like, let's say February.
Pre-Diana death.
And post-Diana.
Yeah, fine.
Pre-Diana. Okay. Mm-hmm. What were you like as a child? Confident, happy, miserable, aggressive?
I think I was a sort of charming little boy. I think I was quite well behaved. I really liked to sing. I did a lot of singing.
Professionally or at home?
No, never professionally. But
made it sound like you were like on the circuit.
I was on the circuit. I was at seven. What school would I have been at? Would I have been at primary
junior school?
Birmingham's junior school, yeah. No, I was at a Church of England school called St. Alphage. And
Alphage.
Alphage. Horrible
not
word.
St.
Alphage. It's not a nice...
Not a word. Not a saint.
No. Yeah.
What was...
I have no idea. I have no idea. No idea.
God, really
educating in the South Birmingham area? I don't know.
Jack, can you look up who St. Alphage was?
Yes, I'd love to know who St. Alphage
Let's
was.
Let's guess.
I think he's a saint of singing.
I think he's a saint of cheese.
You're a better comic than that. Are you serious?
I like
just
cheese.
Yeah, you do.
I like cheese.
I think that time I was seven, so you leave at 10, 11, don't you? So I would have been quite early on in primary school.
Yeah.
I think I was being taught by Miss Weatherly, her name was.
Great.
And she had, she's not unattractive actually, she was quite good looking.
Hello.
Curly, small curls in black, quite long hair,
natural,
which I feel like she pulled back into a bit of a thing. You know, when you put a little bob.
Yeah.
And she was quite stern, I remember, Miss Weatherly. She wasn't very maternal. She was very like, get in, get it done, see you later. And I can't remember what it was, but there was some sort of dispute with Miss Weatherly where she had to apologise because my mum wrote in, I think. Sars Miss Weatherly, that my mum was so annoying.
What happened?
But actually, it's her precious little boy and I'm so nice. So I was probably... I remember at that time I used to... Well, maybe not at that time, but I remember there was a girl that I used to... I think her name was Vanessa, and I used to find her really attractive. And I said to her that her legs looked like sausages. But I meant that in a nice
way.
Were
you negging?
Maybe I was.
Doesn't
sound like you're a mild manager.
No, I must have been, yeah. I said, you're fat sausage legs, you dizzy bitch.
Oh, my.
Were you saying it for laughs, though, or...?
No, I don't know. I just think I just saw her legs. They looked a bit like raw sausages, and I said, your legs look like sausages. And she wasn't into that. And Vanessa and I have not kept in touch. I think her name's Vanessa. But I remember at the time thinking she's hot. Yeah. So, I mean, she must have been hot as a 7-year-old kid. 6 years, six. Yeah. So.
Oh, there were kids that were hot when I was at school.
Hot, really attractive.
Do you want to know who St. Alphege was?
Yes, please.
St. Alphege is the patron saint of Solihull, Greenwich, and kidnap victims. His feast day is April 19th, commemorating his death. Not his birth, his death of kidnap victims. How awful is that?
That's extraordinary. So the school
that is devastating. Why would a school pick the patron saint of kidnap victims? Were there many kidnappings in your school?
Well, there must have been. There's a backstory I did not know. That's extraordinary. So, yes, we all learned about kidnapping back then. I'm amazed I wasn't kidnapped.
Did you have like those assemblies from your teachers about kidnapping, the dangers of it?
Maybe that's why Miss Weatherly was so dour, because she'd been kidnapped.
Do you reckon, did she look like she had been a victim of something? Because you can tell in the eye.
There was definitely like a kind of something behind the eye. But actually, I would like to retract the dourness. She wasn't dour, she was just a sternness about her. She was perfectly fine.
Maybe she was a kidnapper.
Well, then, no, because that'll make him feel bad because he wasn't chosen to be kidnapped.
Yeah.
No, it's fine. I would have been kidnapped by Mr. Carter because he's...
Yeah.
I'm still friends with Mr. Carter and he is a really good person, like one of the best people I've ever met.
Yeah.
What really age good. Was he your teacher?
He must have been like 30-something.
Oh, sorry, I meant to ask what age were you, but I sort of said it slightly
No, this was my last year, so when I was 10.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Really
nice.
Good bloke. And... I didn't see him for 20 years, and then he came to a gig in Leeds.
No way.
Which is, he lives in Ripon, I think it is, which is sort of near Leeds.
Yeah.
And he found me. He was watching live at the Apollo, and he was like, oh, there's something weirdly familiar about this guy. And then when I said I was from Birmingham and my name, he's like, that's the kid that gave me... I gave him a little lion I bought in John Lewis for his mantelpiece.
You went shopping in John Lewis at 10 years old?
With mum. she chose it.
Amazing.
And we gave him that because he was so nice to me. And he gave me a card, which was... it said, Dear Joe, the pleasure was all mine/yours, and then a star, and then the star at the bottom of the card said, delete as applicable, which I thought was a really funny joke.
That's great to give
to an 11-year-old boy.
Yeah, really great.
Yeah.
Did you get on with most of your teachers, though? I'd imagine, like, I would have loved to have taught you.
In primary school, I think so, yeah. I think there was something happened with Miss Weatherly that I just remember that, like, she was called out on something, but everyone else was fine. Mr. Curran, who was the head teacher, he was like an odd fish, but I never liked to have one-on-one stuff with him. I think he's dead now.
Was he just assembly?
Speaking ill of the dead.
No.
He was the nicest man I ever
lived. He was the head teacher of a school that celebrated kidnappings. Yeah. Like, he's not the best man, is he, realistically? Can we, Rosie, we're once again not being focused, and I feel like it's on you.
Oh.
Joe, I'm going to ask you a question, and do not let us interrupt you when you answer it, okay?
Yeah. Don't interrupt me.
We'll be silent for like 4 minutes.
No, well, let's not put pressure on
him
tomorrow.
Wow, I've got a timer on.
Joe,
yeah.
Would you say, as a young person, you enjoyed receiving attention.
Right.
Go.
Start. I would say that absolutely I enjoyed receiving attention when I was a young person. I enjoy it now. Why wouldn't I have enjoyed it as a child? It's something that I developed at a young age. And that is probably why I enjoyed singing so much. And I sang in assemblies. I sang in lessons. I performed basically as much as possible. And
I'm sorry, I have to jump in. Please tell me how you sing.
25 seconds.
I was dying the whole time.
25 seconds. I was promised 4 minutes.
I'm frozen.
4 minutes.
So what's your background?
It is of a mystery man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Celebrity.
It's really weird.
Ears.
Yeah, extraordinary, aren't they?
Great.
Can just quickly tell me, as someone who also performed in assemblies, but one of which where I asked to have an assembly in year like two, so very, very young, and I wanted to perform the Teletubbies song with my friends. Were you asked to sing an assembly or was it a request from you?
I think I'd sung in lessons or in playground or whatever, and so one of the teachers, in fact, Mr. Carter might have been the one who said, you should sing, and do you mind singing an assembly? So Mr. Carter maybe was one of the first people to encourage me to sing.
Can we guess what you were singing?
That was when I did
Celine.
Celine.
Oh, yeah. But I think you'd have done...
Yeah, go, guess.
Yeah. Where is Love from Oliver?
No, next question. I also loved Everybody's Free by...
I love how you just cut her off and she's about to go into a song.
Yeah. No, fuck that. Quindon Tarver.
Everybody's Free.
Whoa. I used to be very good at that because I had a little boy voice, but now I've got a man's voice, so
were
I can't sing like that now.
Were you ever a choir boy?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like I was.
You'd be great.
Yeah, I would, wouldn't it?
You would look smashing in the choir.
Yeah. Little blonde Aryan boy in a choir. Oh, lovely.
Yeah, actually, I'm into this. If you were a little choir boy but still sang Celine Dion, at the altar, that'd be so pleasing.
People were into it.
I was in
great reviews.
The church choir for a while, and I got kicked out because I basically so the choir mistress, her daughter was in it, and her other two daughters were like always at rehearsal, but they were too young to be in it. And her daughter got the lead and everything, and got to pick whatever songs we were doing. And I was not religious. I was just religious because my mum went through a crazy religious phase.
Right.
So I wanted to sing "Spirit in the Sky" by Gareth Gates and the Kumars, because at that point, I wasn't aware that it was racially incredibly insensitive. I thought it had a fun pop beat.
Was it racially insensitive? Why was it?
Yeah. Apparently it is, yeah.
What are the lyrics? I don't actually know the lyrics.
Oh, not the lyrics, I don't think, but I think it's the way they portray the Kumars in it. Oh. And they're sort of like going up to the spirit in the sky, and they sort of like, he dresses up like he's Indian, and like the guru, Mike Myers style sort of a thing.
All
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. But this is
Fleet
Hampshire.
All fun back then.
It was a different time!
Yeah. We don't have fun now, do we?
Shall we to interrupt us with more? But we wanted to say we're at the Soho Theatre.
The pair of us. It's a dream come true.
We're bringing our show set. So why don't you come and see us live?
So I'd recommend going to see Rosie Jones on the 21st to the 25th of January at 8:45 p.m. I'm going on the Wednesday already with my housemate Emma. We're very excited.
And then exactly the week after.
2 weeks after, I think.
Oh, I've bought it.
You've messed it.
2 weeks after, from Monday the 3rd to Saturday the 8th of February, you can see Helen's show.
It's called Little Miss Baby Angel Thighs.
So Google Soho Theatre, search our names.
Come see both of us. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, do it. Don't choose a favourite. What are you?
We've all know who the favourite is. Let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Talk about getting attention from love.
Yeah. Well, I just want to double check. I'm just going to read.
I could have just said that, but I didn't.
I just need to read the briefing document that Jack sent just to make sure that this was in it.
Joe, don't, because our briefing document's not the best and we are aware of that.
Right, here we go.
Oh, sorry, Jack. It's a really good briefing document.
So here we go. Daddy, look at me. Guest briefing. And then there's a quote from Billie Holiday. There's no damn business like show business. You have to smile to keep from throwing up. So there's childhood, family, school, love and friendship.
Wait, one second. I've never seen this. Did you put a Billie Holiday quote in it, Jack?
Yeah.
You fucking freak.
We record at Studio 71, 18 Soho Square. That's not where we are.
No, it's not. I did get a text from Jack first thing this morning being like, can you message Joe, Helen? Because I think I've hit it the wrong address.
Producer Jack is on 07427 445. So we'd love to hear your stories from growing up, the things you did to get the attention that you definitely don't still crave as someone in the entertainment industry, which is put into italics, which I don't trust. Helen and Rosie will probe the guest on the pivotal moments in their early life. Okay, so we've done, I feel like, what have we done? We've done childhood. We haven't done family.
I want to probe you. And I feel like you and Rosie are talking about dicks and things.
Great. I've just found the markup thing on Apple Docs, so I can mark this document up as we go along. So I'm going to put a tick next to childhood. I think we've done that. School, we've definitely done that. School is full of drama, from sports day to school plays to presenting an assembly or just playing the class clown. Yeah, fine. I think
Jack, honestly, you look so smug right now. Oh, and the little shooting with a little wink as well. Like, it's not... Don't do you think it's your final part?
So we've got family and love and friendship to cover.
We're doing a lot.
It's really, really beautifully written. All of the grammar, from what I can tell, is really great. It's, you know, it's, there's lots in it that gives you kind of food for thought, which is exactly what you want.
Can you turn to Jack and say thank you for it?
Thank you for this, Jack.
Hey, pleasure, Jack.
Unfortunately, it fell directly into my junk folder, and so I only read it... and I didn't read it fully the way through. This is literally the first time I've seen it.
It's not. You screenshot and sent it to me earlier.
No,
you
screenshotted the fact that the email was in my junk folder as proof.
And I tried to come on to a little bit.
But so was I, Jack, at the end of the day. And then she jumped in.
Okay, well, shall I read out the Jack briefing and then we can go from there?
Yeah.
Relationships, both romantic and platonic, are the best.
Yeah.
Relationships are the best.
You don't need another person to complete your
Yeah, I agree. But can be tricky things. I agree with that. They're even more confusing and strange when we're young and often put us right in it. From logging on and off of MSN Messenger to going on your first trip away with pals, there's lots of confrontational moments here. Sleepovers, birthday parties, first kiss, etc. Okay, well, let's go each sentence.
How about you just pick a topic, though?
Oh, my God, who was your first kiss?
Oh, well, this is interesting, actually. My first kiss was a girl who I can't remember her name, but a lot of her friends got in touch with me recently to say that she was getting married and they were on the hen do and she'd told them that she'd kiss me. And they all got in touch to say,
something.
Could you say happy or whatever?
Yeah.
I just didn't do it and ignored them all. but yeah, my first kiss was this not unattractive young lady. In fact, I messaged my friend Armad about it because I'd forgotten who she was.
How old were
you? I would probably have been 17. Here we go. Laura Murphy, that was her name.
Oh, hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. Hope you had a lovely wedding.
Yeah. Congratulations on the wedding, Laura.
Oh,
and were you her first kiss as well?
I don't know. But, I mean, look at her. She looks not unattractive.
Oh, she's lovely.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Did she go to St. Alfred's as well?
No, she went to Camp Hill.
Lovely stuff.
So, yes, because I messaged my friend Armad and said, do you remember a girl called Laura Smith? I'm guessing that's her married name now. You're friends with her on Facebook. And he said, yep, from Camp Hill. Think I do anyway. Why? Don't tell me she's dead or something terrible.
Always the first thought that when someone goes,
do you remember what a like party or school?
No. So I then said, no, she's about to get married. Three of her friends DM'd me on Instagram to say that I snogged her once, which I think I did, but I couldn't remember her. I snogged her in Subway City. I think she was pals with Scrim, maybe that's her other friend. Yeah, she was. Laura Murphy. She was friends with Laura Murphy. That's right. So Laura Smith is her name.
I feel like you can't even remember her properly.
No, I can't. I can remember the moment because I remember thinking like, oh my God, I just snogged a girl and I was all excited. But I didn't really remember
what
much
was the
else.
Setting of it?
Subway City, which was a gay club apart from on Friday nights when it was definitely not gay and no gays were allowed.
God.
And I proved it by snogging a woman. It was a great nightclub though because there were about three different rooms and one of the sort of side rooms was a tuck shop. So if you like...
Are you serious? Like like Capri Suns and sort of like Pixie Sticks?
Yeah.
Fun. Did they have such a drugs?
I think they did. I think they had like sort of savoury snacks and like so exactly what you need.
I love a beef roast. Yeah.
To get yourself back in for a bit of sweaty dancing. And that I think it's still there. I don't think it's called Subway City anymore. It's under one of the railway arches in the Jewellery Quarter of Birmingham.
I love the Jewellery Quarter of Birmingham. My friend Rachel lives there.
It's
pretty.
Well, it's nice, but it's full of wankers now.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Rachel
it's
included.
Lovely. Hey. Hi, Rachel James.
Hi, Rachel James.
How old are you?
My first kiss when I was 14. I did my first...
Oh, sorry. Is it an interview with you now? Sorry. Yeah, no.
Are
I'm,
you fucking kidding me?
Do you know, I'm so interested.
We sat through your story for like 4 minutes, sort of a thing, and then I'm just here listening, trying to segue it back and listening to your frozen dick story from you guys in Melbourne, even though I wasn't in Melbourne. Sorry, give me a minute. That's fucking mental. Jack, can we have more wine, please? Okay, so my first kiss, thank you for asking, was at the Silverstone racetrack.
I'm finishing this box.
The big
Joe,
one.
Please listen.
Yeah.
The big
The proper Silverstone racetrack.
Yeah, yeah.
I was there with my friend Tori Ratcliffe, and there was a boy who lived in a caravan. His name was Ben, and we kissed on the racetrack late at night. And I was like, I say with like how I lost my virginity. I was 16, and I was like, I'm losing it now. That boy will do. Come to my room. Like I was very. I'm 14. I have my first makeup session. I'm 16. I lose my virginity. Like I was so Germanic about it. Exactly. Yeah.
And how did that work out for you?
The kissing was really difficult because I found out the same time I was kissing him that I was a mouth breather, and I didn't know that before. So like I can't breathe properly through my nose, so I had to keep on breaking the kiss to get air in, which I think I've learned how to do now when making out, but it's very tricky.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you do now?
I have to just like go to the side and go and then go back in. It's really difficult. Great. Actually. I can breathe through my nose a tiny bit, but not enough to sustain me.
I've learned that nose breathing is like a skill, so I think you might be able to build it up as a skill.
But I've got this bump. Do you see the bump?
Oh, does that? So you've got restriction in the
I've got a
nasal
restriction.
Passage. That's, must be infuriating.
But I wanted to get rid of it, but then a boy at our school had a nose job to get rid of a restriction and everyone was mean about it, so I didn't do it.
One day.
Why are you saying I have to have a nose job?
No,
can't you love me the way I am? Heavy breath and all.
I like it, boy.
Why are you saying I need to have chemo? Can't you just love me the
way I am? What's wrong with me as I am? Tumours and all.
I think you look lovely. You've got a lovely way about you. And I think you have got lots to celebrate about yourself, apart from your ugly fucking nose. Family. How was family life when you were growing up? Maybe your grandma is your biggest fan.
Oh my God, did you have brothers?
No.
And sisters.
I've got one elder sister called Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth.
She's three and a few bits of a year older than me.
Do we like her?
We like her a lot.
Is she?
She's
great.
She's great. She's like the opposite of me. She is not interested in attention. I mean, she likes to be liked and, you know, likes people being
interested.
But she
let you have the songs at home.
But she definitely let me have the songs at home.
Great.
She doesn't require celebration in the way that I do. And is just a really gentle-natured soul. She's a really good egg. And she's recently got, in the last couple of years, into sewing. And she sewed me an outfit for a TV show that I did recently. And it was such a nice thing, because everyone was like, that's a great shirt.
Oh,
where'd you get that from? And I was like, it's this really exclusive brand, my sister. And people were like, oh, could you make me one? She's like, it was a really lovely shirt. So she's cool.
That's so nice. And when you were younger, would you like make her do performances with you singing at home, or would she just sort of like do the tickets for you?
I think when we were really young, we performed together. There's a picture of us dressed as clowns. But I think eventually she just sort of went off and did her own thing and left me to it.
But did you always get on?
I mean, we never like fell out massively, but we would, you know, we would bicker like siblings do. But yeah, we've got a very deep... affection for one another and a real protective thing about
Do you live close together now?
Well, Yes and no. We both still live in Birmingham. Oh, no. But I'm, you know, normally away and whatever, so yeah. I don't see as much as I'd like to. But,
you're a busy man.
I'm a busy mum.
Yeah, but you're the nicest mommy. Little brother, though. I'd love you as a little brother.
I don't... I think... She definitely... We definitely love each other, but I think she would have... She would disagree.
She'd trade yeah. you, is what you're saying.
I think so. I think she would... Yeah. She would trade me for maybe...
Me?
One of the members of the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, which one?
Oh, which
she was always
one?
Into Nick, but...
Yeah, okay.
Of it, yeah.
So the one that frosted tips.
Yeah. Did you get on with their parents?
Yeah, I did. They're
were
really...
Were you a mummy's boy or yeah. daddy's?
Yeah, no, I was mummy's boy, very much so. She...
yeah. Took you to John Lewis?
Took me to John Lewis.
I don't know why that's really pleasing to me, the idea of a mother and son shopping in John Lewis. It's just like,
yeah,
it feels like
weird,
a peak adorable. No, yeah. It's not nah. weird. It's just cute. Like, I think it's in my head, if I had a son, I'd love to go to him shopping in John Lewis.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
but look that. At the soft furnishings, you yeah. know? I drew a smiley face on it for you.
Thank you.
Are you done with the family questions?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah.
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 I feel like we've learned quite a lot about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's time to learn a bit more about us.
Mm. I would like that.
No. Daddy?
Hello.
Hello. So,
Mum, as your daddy, I am angry now.
No, wait, can we just quickly define the relationship here? Your mummy's daddy?
Yeah.
Who's older? Why's Who do you that? Want to be older in this?
I'm not
Me.
Sure. I'm not sure the relationship can be defined, really.
Unless you're a couple. My daddy
no.
and mommy.
We're not a couple.
We're not.
Oh, the Melbourne story.
We have
different to that.
Never had sexual relations.
No, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Can I say, I've done a lot of podcasts in my 12, 13, however many years I've
we
been doing.
We know
and
don't have
it, no, this has been one of the most lovely, sort of easygoing and almost definitely career-ending podcasts I've done.
So patient, you've got no idea. Like,
I've really enjoyed
people.
It. I've really enjoyed it.
I think we got a small pool of listeners.
Oh, very
small. They are loyal.
Yeah. They're so friendly, though, yeah. and they're yeah. so patient with us.
I love a podcast. I've started doing a lot more since I've been going to the gym, getting ripped.
Yes, please.
They're quite good for that, to sort of distract you from the pain. Mm-hmm. And I can imagine this is the sort of thing that would be very reassuring to hear. Just the kind of the anarchy of it is yeah. just really charming.
We've been told it's hectic.
Hectic.
Someone
is
wrote
a
review
great
for
word.
Us who were hectic and gave us one star.
Yeah, it is hectic. And I agree with one star as well. But it is reassuring and it is it's really lovely. That was another joke.
Mummy,
yeah,
you're being really cute right now.
Yeah,
yeah. I
right.
Mummy
so
has to hold baby.
Your daddy.
Oh, I
no.
said it. I'm sorry. Yeah. Daddy,
as
take
your
it away.
Daddy, I am taking you out, and we are going clubbing.
Yeah, I'd love that.
To
oh.
Subway.
Subway.
Subway City.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Birmingham,
and
yeah.
We are taking Helen.
Oh, which night of the week are we going on? Friday night or like gay night?
I think the non gay night was a Wednesday.
Let me just Google if it's still going. We are going on the gay night.
Okay, well, any other night.
Your daddy's talking to you. Just put your phone away
for
a second.
I'm just Googling if Subway City is
still
going.
We don't have to do that. People can do it at home.
But I want to know if it's still there.
I stop doing that voice. It's not okay.
And we're going to take Laura.
No, all it is, it's now called the Tunnel Club.
Okay. Well, we're recreating Subway.
In 2009.
And if I don't have a tuck shop, we'll take our own snacks.
Yeah, lovely.
Fuck off. Okay, she's taking my wine. And then we're going out with Laura.
Oh, yeah. I'll try and snog her.
I Samuel.
Ruin the marriage.
Snuggle over Ali and Shakespeare.
I'll just watch.
And then we'll have a lot of Jager bombs. And then at the night, we're all going to hold hands in a big, lovely circle. And we are going to sing our favourite Celine Dion song, which is...
Think twice. Oh, no. Okay.
In my dreams, I see you. I feel you. That is how I know you. Go on. Once across the distance. And
Jack, join him whenever you feel it.
Between us, you have come to show you. Go on.
Thank you so much to our guest today, the magnificent Joe Lycett, following if you're not, but of course you already are, to Joe Lycett and Celine Dion.
Thank you. Beautiful. We're back.
Jack, did we crush it? Do you want to discuss how upset you're going to be while editing that, or do you want to just leave it and pretend it didn't happen?
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hi, Sindhu. It's Helen Bauer here. We did a compilation show a couple of years ago at the Edinburgh Fringe, and then you sort of just like left and did your own thing, and I was just there like, Sindhu. Well, the good news is I'm asking you for a favour, but I know you won't do it for me, so if you could please come on the podcast, because guess who else is going to be here?
Me! Rosie Jones.
I mean, she knew it was you from the me. Like, you have such a distinct voice. Can you imagine if you were like, me, Jade Adams? But Cindy, please come.
Oh, Jade.
Cindy. Cindy, forgive us and just come on our podcast, please.
We love you.
Rosie does. I'm indifferent.
Deleted.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.